Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So, over the past few years on the podcast, I've occasionally, let's say, commented on poor customer service. But yesterday, something happened that really surprised me in a good way. So, about 18 months ago, our electricity provider, unfortunately in the UK, went bust, and we were automatically swapped to E.ON. Now, maybe the reason our electricity provider went bust is because we weren't paying as much as we should have been. But very shortly after we swapped over to E.ON, they asked us to raise our monthly payment, electricity payment, for by over 100 quid. Just to be clear, I live in a house which only has electricity. There's no gas up where we live. So everything, the heating, the water heating, everything's electric. So our electricity bill has always been relatively big. Anyway, I duly did what they asked, but what it did was it kind of triggered me as the electricity prices in the UK have been rising crazily over the past 12 months. It really triggered us to look at our behaviour, some of which hadn't changed since both the kids had left home. So, the water was being heated. That was the biggest one. The water was being heated for hours and hours and hours because we used to live in a world where, you had four people taking showers in a day, sometimes multiple showers, and that just didn't need to happen anymore. So, long story short, we've cut our electricity usage by a massive amount over the past 12 months, and I've been gradually watching as my kind of credit balance inside my E.ON account has been ri rising and rising and rising. And last month, I thought, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to lower the amount we pay, because never in that 12 months had we ever got anything like the amount that we were paying each month. And consequently, the amount of money we had in credit was like £2,000, which is, it's beginning to look like a bank account at this point. I tried to lower the direct debit manually. You can do that, but you can only do it by 10%. And I thought, fine, I'll just lower it by 10% each time. But then yesterday, when I tried to do that, that wasn't allowed. And this was after the closing, it was after the closing bell, so to speak. So I thought, oh, I'll just write them an email, and then probably, in a couple of days' time, I'll have to ring them up and go through all the pain of the service centre. And basically what I said was, you've got a lot of our money. It doesn't look like you're going to need it. Can we either have some of it back, or can we really, really lower the monthly payments? And I got an email back within 10 minutes. Within 10 minutes saying, sure, what would you like to do? If you tell me what you'd like to do, we'll effectively, we'll action it. So yesterday was a pretty good day. I ended up getting £1,800 back from the electricity company, and lowering my I've now lowered the monthly thing by again over £100. So we're almost back where we were, really. And I think the reason I'm telling you this is because that kind of speed, that kind of service seems so surprising. I was talking to my mum about this, and she said that there are people with other electricity companies and maybe other utility companies in the UK who are in the same situation but are really struggling to get their money back. So I just want to put a shout out to E.ON, and I won't name the lady that helped us, but she really helped us. And it's a nice thing to be able to come on here sometimes and say, look, this something is really good. I'm not recommending E.ON as a company necessarily. I mean, they electricity providers are electricity providers. We didn't choose them, but yesterday I was really happy that we had them. So thanks, E.ON. Thanks everyone for listening. Remember that your story means business. And if you want to dig deeper into what I do, search online for story.business. Bye now.